Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moorman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manrique hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carcoviche for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Redus is 0-1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson strikes out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Franco is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler is 0-1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gallagher is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moorman is 0-1 in the game. Moorman strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 0-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Manrique is 0-1 in the game. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kittle is 0-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaPointe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the mound. LaPointe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards third. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hill is 0-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Manrique is 0-2 in the game. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 0-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche is 0-2 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Allenson is 0-2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tabler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter is 0-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Redus is 0-3 in the game. Redus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gallagher is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Williams reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines is 0-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jacoby is 0-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.